What a trade after the Carter-Alomar deal. This was obviously the biggest trade the Blue Jays have ever made. Mitch Williams, let's cut the crap. If the Jays were a 500 team before this deal, what are they now?
They're a contender in the East. I look at this trade, and I look at the arms they're getting back. A shortstop that is an absolute nightmare for pitchers when he's on the base paths in Reyes. They also got speed in Bonifacio that can play a whole bunch of different positions. They got Buck back as a catcher. So I think it frees Alex Anthopoulos up to trade Aaron Sebia and maybe get something back for him. This is a huge deal for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, just go with AA, by the way. No one knows how to say
it. I don't do well with that name.
Okay, so what you do well is assess talent, especially pitchers. But you're a guy who watches everything, and that's why we have you on the show. Let me toss out the names, and you give us the two-line scouting report on these guys. And this isn't the biased stuff that you're hearing around Toronto right now. Mark Burley, 33 years old, a starter for 12 years. Right. What's your assessment?
For me, he would be the number one starter on that staff. He's going to give you 200-plus innings every year. You know what you're getting. He's going to keep your team in the game every time he takes the mound. I'm making him the ace to take the pressure off everyone else.
Josh Johnson, he's 28. He's pitched for 7 years. He's a starter as well.
Continues to get stronger. When he does get completely back, they have a number one guy in Josh Johnson.
Jose Reyes, he's 29. He's been in the majors for 9 years. Brilliant shortstop.
One of the best shortstops in the game, without question. Defensively, offensively, I think they can hit him at the top of the order because they've got so much depth in the order. He doesn't have to hit third. He's more effective when he's hitting leadoff. They got an unbelievable player in him.
John Buck, 32, 8 years of major league experience, some here. He's a catcher, former Blue Jay.
Yeah, he's a journeyman catcher, but he does a good job. And he obviously was coveted. Last year, the Marlins went out and signed him. So he's coming back to Toronto. They got a good, solid catcher in Buck.
Emilio Bonifacio, a utility infielder, plays some outfield, 27 years old. He's played in the majors for, I think, 5 years.
And another guy, speed. Speed kills. And when you have a lineup that has Bautista in it, you need guys that can steal bases and get to third base. That's what Bonifacio and Reyes do. They bring speed to that team. They bring defense to that team. The trade, let's say for what it is a dump by Miami. And one of the quotes was from one of their financial people, we're underwater. Well, they're fish. They're supposed to be underwater. When I look at this, honestly, I'm surprised that the commissioner is going to okay it.
So if you look at this from the Blue Jays standpoint, besides the guys that they put in there and they plug in there, what does it do to the guys on the team? Like Ricky Romero, obviously he needs to be rejuvenated in some way. Will this help him?
Absolutely. You could put Ricky in the four hole as a starter. I'll take Ricky Romero against anybody else's fourth starter in baseball. It takes all that pressure off him. Last year when Toronto basically lost four of their starters within about a month and a half's time, all the pressure was on Ricky. He didn't stand up to it well. This year, he's going to have three guys in that rotation that are going to take all that pressure off him.
Mitch, before we go, you're not sweating. You're not out of breath, which is a surprise because you were telling us the elevator's not working because you're right in the heart of where Hurricane Sandy hit, right?
Yeah, I'm up in Hackensack, New Jersey, and had this studio been on the 20th floor, we wouldn't be doing this interview. But it was only on the 5th.
And your house, how much did you get hit by, Sandy?
I was extremely lucky. All it did was blow the dead pine needles out of the trees. No damage at all to our house. We were one of the lucky people up here.
Well, we're happy for that because you're a key member of the OTR family. And I live for the two words that you will give me now. So I'll say, thanks, Mitch. And you're going to say to me?
No problem, Mikey.